Hello everybody, this is Kaur Agarwal and welcome to the episode 12 of the Amazon Selling Common Sense podcast. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about the things that matter the most for Amazon and things that will make or break your Amazon profitable journey. If you're on the right side of the Amazon, they will love you like your own baby and they will push your product here and there, the places and the placements where you never ever heard of or thought of. You will be there and your sales will be booming without any PPC. And if you're running PPC, your PPC results will start boosting overall. So let's get started. So Amazon looks at a very, very few parameters overall in the broader sense. So these are the two parameters which I have figured out. The one is the customer satisfaction and other is the conversion rate optimizations. So I'm going to tell you why these things matter to Amazon. If you go back to the history of the Amazon, when Amazon was started, they just focus on one thing, that is customer satisfaction and customer service. For them, customer is king. No matter what the customer does, they will favor the customer at any cost. And in the same turn, if you are doing these things which are increasing or which are enhancing the user experience on the Amazon, they are going to show your product more to the more people because you are supporting their narrative, and that's what the Amazon stands for. I surely believe everyone which is listening to this podcast have bought something on the Amazon, and in the back of the mind you have this thing: if you don't like this stuff, you can always send it back, and if it doesn't work well, you will always send it back. And if some product is pretty bad and it is not working as you like it to work, you will simply go and put up a product review for that product. So this is the customer service part. This includes your product rating, how you are treating your customers, how genuine your product is, and whatever you are saying in your product description, are you fulfilling those promises or not? If not, whatever you can do, your product is not gonna be successful on Amazon. And in the same lines, the product quality matters the most to everyone in these days. If I'm spending a $10, I really want the value of my $10, because a lot of products are competing against you. And if they are providing good quality and your quality is not good, then again it will show up in the reviews, and again the Amazon will pull down your listings. So this is the one reason how Amazon is just pulling down your listings and what is all about the customer service for the Amazon. But now get to the second point. It's called the conversion rate optimization and why it matters to Amazon. And I believe these things matter the most to Amazon above everything else, because this thing will make them money in a pretty efficient way. So whenever someone searches on Amazon about a certain product, and if they get the desired product, they are happy person, and they will come back to Amazon again and look for some other product or the same type of product. If it's just like a recurring product, like a supplement or something, you can like face cream or anything you can think of. But if someone is looking for, let's say, a blue t-shirt, and Amazon doesn't have the enough listing of the or the enough data for the blue t-shirts, what will Amazon do? Amazon might show them a mix of blue red t-shirts. And now someone clicks on the blue t-shirts and the customer buys the t-shirt. For them, this is a good thing for the product listings. According to them, whenever someone is searching for the blue t-shirt, this this product works good, and they will start showing this product here and there, not only in the searches but under different products. And after a sale happens, Amazon is making money. So this thing matters the most. They are making money. And to optimize to some extent, Amazon has to put money to show their product on the front of the people. Let's say for the 1,000 impressions or 1,000 times a product shows up, their cost is like 10 cents. And Amazon might be getting hit like 100,000 hits per minute or something like this. In this case, they want to optimize their profit. And how can they do this? It's simply by the conversion rate optimization. So let's say a customer searches for the blue t-shirts and they're all red t-shirts. So simply he will not buy, and Amazon will lose its share of commission, which is 15%. And now Amazon has put the money to show that thing or to show that results to the customer, but he hasn't bought. So Amazon is losing money. So Amazon has algorithm. So there is no one sitting behind the scenes doing this thing, but they have algorithms with the data points. So when someone searches for the blue t-shirt, the maximum number of time the blue t-shirt got bought, it will rank up. And this matters the most. Once the algorithm sees a value in your product, and they will start showing here and there under different products, under different type of placements, which you can't even imagine of, because there are a lot of ways Amazon shows the product to different customers, their recommended products, and here and there. And you will start getting sales. This is the crux of the thing. The one of the most important thing is conversion rate, because this is how the Amazon optimizes its profit. And you need to understand, for each and every sale, when it happens, Amazon will make money out there, and they want to make money. And the second thing is customer service. This is the basic of the company. This is the fundamentals of the company. Customer is always right. Have a good customer experience. And if you're providing the same experience in terms of your products and everything, your products are going to rank higher and you are going to make money on Amazon. If not, this is never going to happen. So thanks everyone for listening out to me. This was the episode 12 of the Amazon Selling Common Sense podcast. Thank you.